The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabadi is here from HouseLogic.com. She joins us each and every week. HouseLogic.com, by the way, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm great today, Gil. I am really excited about the What to Do When show. And I have a few things here with me today to help me talk to your listeners about what to do when. I've got in front of me today a roll of duct tape, a tube of toothpaste, and a paperclip. And with these three simple common household things, I am ready to help your listeners with any number of what to do when type of emergencies in a home.
Really?
Really?
So I'm like talking to Richard Dean Anderson, and we're doing a MacGyver episode. You remember the show in the 80s? The guy was always getting into jams, chasing bad guys, and he'd build a weapon out of a Q-tip and a rubber band and save America.
I totally remember that. In fact, the tips I'm sharing with you today are from a set of fun and very practical articles we just added to House Logic called What Would MacGyver Do?
Perfect. So, all right, what can you do with duct tape?
Oh, Gil, so many uses. So little time to talk about them all, because really, as MacGyver would tell you, duct tape is a man's best friend, right? Okay. So you come home, you're going to have some people over. Your house is a mess. You need to vacuum. You pull out the vacuum. There's a hole in the hose. What are you going to do? What do you do when that happens? You can't clean up the living room. You grab your trusty roll of duct tape, and you put it around that hole in the vacuum hose, and your vacuum starts working again, and you're all set for the guests that are coming in 15 minutes. How about that?
There you go. See, and I was going to put the duct tape over the doorbell so they couldn't actually get inside to see my dirty home.
That's another way to go.
Your answer is much better.
This idea of patching with duct tape, you can patch holes and tears in ductwork, dryer vents, all sorts of things with your duct tape. Now, take another what to do when. You're walking by a window and you feel a breeze and the window's not open. It's closed. Uh-oh. You got a problem, right? You have wind. You have air coming in your window. That's not supposed to happen. So you grab your handy-dandy duct tape again, and you can use strips of that duct tape to make windows airtight until you can fix or replace them, because, of course, that's not going to be much of a fashion statement, but it'll keep the air out and it'll keep your energy in and your costs from going up. So that's another great way to use duct tape. Now, say you're down in your laundry room and you look out. And you see some loose wires. That's not good. What are you going to do when that happens? Well, you grab for your duct tape again, and you take some small, thin strips of duct tape, and you wrap them around the exposed loose wires, around the ends of them, and you're done until you can get on the phone and call an electrician and find out what's going on with those wires. So here's another one that's really kind of unusual. You can use duct tape to fix a slow-running toilet. Who'd have thunk it? You clear the clogged flush passage with wire, and then you empty the water tank and seal the passage hole with the duct tape. Then you fill the tank with a quart of vinegar and leave it overnight. Then you can fill it back up, and you'll have solved your problem.
Okay, that's one I have never, ever heard of. That is totally awesome. Okay, duct tape, though, is not obvious for a use like that, but people know you can fix things around the house with it. Toothpaste?
Yes. Toothpaste can clean and deodorize more than just your teeth and breath, and it's a really good adhesive. So here's a what to do when. Maybe you've had some children running around your house, your kids, your grandkids, and you notice they've put a few small holes in your wall. You know, they're toys, they're running around. You grab that toothpaste, non-gel toothpaste, let me specify, and you grab a putty knife or maybe a butter knife, easier to get to, and you smooth that toothpaste into the hole. You let it dry, and then you sand the toothpaste to smooth the surface, and you're good to go. The other thing you can use toothpaste for is to erase crayon marks. Those kids, again, they've been at it again. What do?
Yeah.
You take some of that non-gel, again, toothpaste and a scrub brush, and you wipe, you know, scrub at the wall with the toothpaste until the marks are gone. You can also use it to shine chrome. You take the toothpaste, put it on the chrome surface, use a soft, dry cloth to wipe it down, and the fine abrasive in the toothpaste is going to polish the chrome to a spotless shine and leave it minty fresh. And we have some great cleaning ideas like this at House Logic, green cleaning ideas, so you can use common household products as cleaners rather than the harsh chemical stuff.
Okay, so there's the duct tape, there's the toothpaste. That was a surprise, but you've got a paper clip. Now, what am I going to do with a paper clip other than, and here's kind of a shock, clip pieces of paper together?
There's more you can do with a paperclip. There's a lot of utility to a paperclip. So several things you can do.
Yeah.
First of all, what to do when you've got, you know, a small person, big person, they've accidentally locked themselves in the bathroom. What are you going to do? This tends to happen with small people more because they can't work the locks. But what are you going to do? So most bathroom door locks have that little hole on the outside in the center of them just to get you out of this kind of problem. So but how do you get something in there? So you just take a paperclip, open it up, slide it into that little lock space there, twist it around, you're going to hear it jiggle, and boom, the locking mechanism is going to open up, and you're going to be able to get that person who might have gotten stuck in the bathroom out. You can also use them for jewelry boxes, screen doors, anything like that. You can use it to jiggle a lock. You can also use it to unclog your spray bottles. They get that gunky stuff on it. They don't spray so well anymore. You take that opened up paper clip, and you kind of jam it in that hole and pull the gunk out, and then your spray bottle will work again. The other great use for paper clips is, you know, we all carry around so many electronics these days, and these, you know, your phone, your BlackBerry, your other stuff, your iPod, and sometimes they need to be reset, and that reset button is that teeny tiny little button. So paperclip is perfect for, you know, unfold it and poke it in and poking that reset button.
All right, and again, people can find all this information at houselogic.com, and as you said, also more information in the MacGyver tips.
That's right.
All right, Pamela, great talking to you as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.